Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. 1 hour from now, David Sampson from CBS Sports is going to join us. We're president of the Miami Marlins. David does not work there now, so this we can't pin any of this on him. But he's a former president of the Marlins, so he's going to join us coming up at 8, talk about baseball, all the issues, the Marlins issues, and whether or not he thought that this thing actually could shut down and how the schedule is going to be affected. Now, it sounds like the Phillies will play the Yankees here next week. They're just making this thing up as they go along. So we'll get to that. And it's a gigantic suspension for Joe Kelly. The Dodgers pitcher last night threw at a couple Astros. Remember that was going to be a big storyline? Would the Astros be beaned all year? Would pitchers throw at them? Would everyone boo them all year? Everyone kind of forgot about the Astros because of a pandemic and a short season. Well, the Dodgers played them last night, and Joe Kelly threw at a couple batters, hit one. He was suspended 8 games today. 8 games out of 60. That's the equivalent of a 21-game suspension in a normal year. Incredible and really over-the-top suspension for Joe Kelly. So we'll talk to David at 8, and we have a guest from Pro Football Focus coming on at 9 to talk about, well, what I wanted to bring up right now, which is Carson Wentz. So, and really all the NFL and these lists that are out. But so, you know, we talked a lot last night about Carson Wentz. I believe we overrate him here in Philadelphia. He is a good quarterback. We speak in terms of elite and great. And really across the NFL, that's not the consensus. I mean, you saw it with some of these lists this week, whether it be the NFL Top 100 or the executive survey that came out or PFF. None of them have him as a truly special player at this point in his career. And I was thinking about our discussion last night about Carson and about his career. And, you know, Carson Wentz a couple years ago signed a significant contract. At the time, one of the biggest contracts in pro football history, most guaranteed money at that time in pro football history. And I think the day Carson signed that deal, it seemed like a pretty good bet. He would be here for a very, very long time, right? At least the duration of that contract. And, you know, you wouldn't really think about the idea of Carson Wentz not being Eagles quarterback for a while because they sign him to that deal early. They were kind of buying in to him staying healthy and playing well, and he played relatively well last year and did stay healthy until the playoff game, obviously, when he got knocked out. But I was thinking about all of these elements combined. Carson Wentz, where he is, what kind of player he is right now, and really one thing that we haven't talked a lot about, but I do think it's significant, and it's the salary cap. This is out of everyone's hands, right? The pandemic, COVID, what it's going to do to revenues, the salary cap, this was unforeseen. And here is now the reality of the situation for the Eagles. You know, when they signed Carson Wentz to a long-term deal, it seemed like they were getting, if he could stay healthy, a bargain. That was the idea, right? You re-sign him early. His cap numbers, although big, when the cap keeps jumping, they don't look as big. Carson Wentz at $32, $33, $34 million a year. Not that crazy if the cap goes to $210, $220, $230 million, the way it was basically projected to go the day the Eagles signed Carson Wentz. Well, guess what? That's not going to happen now. We know the cap for next year, where the Eagles were supposed to be $50 million over to begin with. We now know the cap's coming down $20 million. So instead of going up 10 like it typically does year to year, it's coming down $20 million. Okay? It's going from up $10 million to down $20 million. So now the Eagles, $50 million over the cap next year, are going to have to deal with $30 million less in cap room that they originally thought. It's a problem. And it leads me to this. We know the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts in the second round. Obviously, they think he could become something. I believe 2020 is going to become a make-or-break year for Carson Wentz's Eagles future, and this is why. I don't think he's going anywhere after 2020. I'm not asserting that. I'm not trying to say he's gone after this season. But I believe the only way Carson Wentz stays here long-term, without a question, is if the Eagles restructure his contract after this year. If you look at his contract, his cap numbers start to explode after this year. I mean, and when you look at the cap lowering, he's going to make 20% of the cap next season. 20%! That's a gigantic number for almost any quarterback. And you look at the history of the salary cap, quarterbacks that make 20% of the salary cap simply don't win the Super Bowl. It's very difficult to build a team that way. So I look at it this way. If Carson Wentz has a great year, if he's as great as many people try to tell me he is, then I believe the Eagles will restructure his deal, extend it longer, commit themselves further to him, and they will lower the cap number, and I think there will be no doubt he's going to be here for a long time. However, if Carson Wentz doesn't play great this year, or he gets hurt, or he's only okay, I think they're going to leave the contract alone, leave it just the way it is, and I think that would lend itself to him not being here very long, because I just find it very difficult to believe the Eagles, who are very good with money, very good with cap, and very good with, you know, kind of building the roster and spreading the money around. I just find it hard to believe they're going to pay a good quarterback 20 or 25% of the salary cap. Like that, you pay Patrick Mahomes 20 or 25% of the salary cap. You don't pay the 11th best quarterback in the NFL 20% of the salary cap. I think it's this underlying thing that we're not really thinking about yet, because, you know, it hasn't slapped us in the face, but the Eagles have a difficult salary cap situation, and I believe Carson Wentz has to prove or reprove that he's an elite level quarterback this year. Otherwise, he's not going to be here very long. 215-592-9494. I believe this is a make-or-break year for Carson Wentz. They drafted a quarterback in the second round, and his cap number is... Like, here's the way I'll put it before we go to the phone lines on this. Carson Wentz in 2020 now has to... He has to justify being a bigger part of the salary cap than the Eagles thought he was. That's, I think, the best way I can put it. When the Eagles signed him, they looked at him and said, we like this guy. He's our quarterback. He's had an elite-level season in 2017. To us, we're gonna get him at a good number, because for the next X number of years, when you look at the cap, going to keep going up, Carson's salary is going to be here. We know we're getting a really good quarterback at 12% of the cap, 13% of the cap, 15%, whatever the numbers are. Well, that the math has changed. So Carson's play has to jump with it. The percentage that he makes of the cap is going to be way higher in next year than it was supposed to be, and it's no one's fault. It's revenue loss. It's the pandemic. It's COVID. It's the NFL dealing with all this. And I believe that makes it a make-or-break year for him. He has to play really, really, really well this year and stay healthy. If he doesn't, I'm telling you my theory on this. My theory is they're not going to restructure his deal and make it very easy to move on from him in a year. Like, if they don't see excellence out of Carson Wentz, I don't see how he's here very long, especially if they're right about their assessment of Jalen Hurts. This feels like the year, like, it feels like the Eagles already made a long-term gamble on Wentz. They have to make another one pretty quickly here. Otherwise, he's going to take up too much of the salary cap. 215-592-9494. Tucker, what do you think on this? Make or break for Carson, as far as he's got to show the Eagles, they got to redo that deal to make it more palatable for them.
Yeah, I would agree. And Joe Banner, who I think, and we can all agree, is probably one of the smartest personnel people to work in the NFL in the last 20 years.
Joe's
one of his biggest things, one of the things the Eagles have done, and smart teams do now, is you sign a guy early, right? And the idea is a price tag never goes down. In a perfect world, if you're signing a quality player, his price tag will not go down. The reason why the Chiefs decided to sign Patrick Mahomes 2 weeks ago is because if they waited another year, he's probably going to be asking for $50 million.
Right.
The reason why the Cowboys' refusal to sign Dak Prescott looks so bad is his price tag isn't going to go down. If he continues to prove them right that he is a franchise quarterback, his price will not go down. He will walk in 2 years.
Like Kirk Cousins did.
That's pretty much what the Cowboys are setting themselves up for. But with these unprecedented things that have happened in the last 4 months, that's not necessarily true at the moment, right? Because Carson Wentz's price, it may not go down, but you don't have that money anymore. anymore. Like, the idea of a price never going down is based on inflation and other contracts. And while I think the Eagles getting the contract done before Patrick Mahomes is a smart thing, because Patrick Mahomes has pretty much reset the market, Dak Prescott is going to be looking at that number as what a quarterback can achieve, and he's not going to ask for that exact money, but he's going to be asking for something close to it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Eagles moving forward, I agree to an extent that, yeah, it's a make-or-break year for Carson Wentz, but I'm also fairly confident that he's going to do what he needs to do. I mean, we've seen now 2 years in a row, or 3 years in a row, really, that when he's on, when he plays at a high level, the Eagles win football games. And I'm confident that he can do it again.
Yeah, I'm confident he's going to be pretty good. I mean, I think that's – I'll say that. I'm confident he's going
to
be pretty good.
I mean, how would you handicap it? Like, to me, I think there's an 80% chance he proves them right this year. And they move forward and Jalen Hurts remains the back.
But that's – see, here's – and I'll put it this way. I think there's about 75-80% chance he plays like last year. Good enough, good, that people feel good about him, right? But the Eagles thought of him as a player that's worth X amount of the salary cap. That's what their idea was. And he has to be better now to justify the new norm. I'll keep using Doug's phrase. To justify the new norm that every NFL franchise is going to have to go through, including the Eagles, Carson's got to show everyone he's worth an even bigger percentage of the cap. That's elite-level play. To be worth the percentage of the cap he's going to take up. I believe it's a make or break here. 215-592-9494. They drafted another quarterback behind him. That's cheap. That no matter what the cap is, a second round pick's going to be very affordable. A very cheap player for at least 4 years. I believe Carson has to play at a very high level this year. If he does not, I think his future here is in significant doubt. And it's almost beyond just Jalen Hurts. Like, when they drafted Hurts, I thought about all this. But now the cap is an issue, too. The Eagles have cap issues. Carson Wentz is going to make a big percentage of the cap starting in 2021. He's got to show he's worth that. And if he plays like he did the last 2 years, I'll say this. If he plays the way he did the last 2 years, he's not worth the percentage of the cap he's going to make moving forward. He's just not. That's elite level. You pay elite players 20% of the cap. Not good ones. Elite ones. It's a thing. 215-592-9494. Agree, disagree. Make or break year for Carson Wentz. Like, how does that hit you? I mean, his cap figure, it's going to change. The pandemic's going to change the salary cap. It's going to make it way more difficult to pay quarterbacks typical quarterback money. You know, now it's become most of these guys to get 30, 35 a year. Mahomes is obviously in a different stratosphere. But 30, 35 in a cap that has $210, $220 million, that's all right, that's one thing. In a cap that's $175, that's a different ball of wax. Let's go to Lou, who is in Bensalem. Hey, Lou.
What's up, Jerry Giglio?
Lou in Bensalem, how we doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I just called because I couldn't take it. I tried to call you for the last three nights. I finally got through tonight. I've never heard anybody. I wish you would have the integrity to look yourself in the mirror and tell everybody that listens to you, you don't like Carson Wentz. You never have, and you never will.
What? So that would be longer than you've been alive.
I've been listening to talk radio, and you do not like Carson Wentz.
Well, Lou, that's untrue. Lou,
you
that's,
don't like him, dude.
Lou, that's untrue.
I've
Lou.
Heard many people call you on this exactly like I'm calling you, and you won't admit it. How could us? We're all wrong, and you're right. We've all misjudged you. We don't all hear what everybody. We're all hearing the same thing, dude. You don't like this kid.
Lou, can we have a conversation?
Lou,
I'd love
you
to.
Hate
Lou.
This kid's guts.
Lou, can I have a?
We Dude, can, you hate this kid.
Can we have a conversation? I'd love to talk to you.
It's not about a conversation. You hate Carson Wentz.
Lou.
Why don't you have enough integrity to go home to your family and say, I got to go to work and tell the truth? Everyone knows the truth.
Lou, how old are you? Lou, how old are you? Lou, how old are you? Lou, how old are you, Lou? How old are you?
I'm 58 years old.
Okay, so wait a second.
I've been listening to talk radio longer than you've been alive.
Well, that's not true.
Longer than you've been alive.
Lou, okay, maybe you have. Maybe you listen young. Let me ask you a question. Lou, you're an adult. I'm an adult. I don't hate I don't hate anyone.
You hate Carson Wentz. You won't use the word hate, but you hate him.
Lou.
You saw every sign of hate.
Lou.
You can call it whatever you want.
Can we be adults here?
Lou, you
say you're 58. You're acting like you're 15.
Everyone calls you on this.
Can we have a conversation?
You won't admit it. You won't admit it.
Lou.
You won't admit it.
You know what you can't admit, Lou? You can't admit.
Lou. It's about integrity.
Listen to me.
You hate this kid.
Lou, this is so sad.
You hate this kid.
Lou, this is the saddest phone call I've ever.
Lou,
I've never taken a sadder phone call in my career. Lou,
you're ridiculous that you won't admit it.
Lou, first of all, he's not a kid.
You hate him.
Lou, are you going to calm down or what? I'm going to put Lou on hold. Let's see if he's still there in a second after he stops yelling. That's the saddest phone call I ever took. Lou is 58 years old. Carson Wentz is not a child. Okay, neither is Joel Embiid. Neither is Bryce Harper. Neither are any of these guys. They're not children. They are grown adults. Guess what we can do as other grown adults? Talk about them like they are. They're football players or baseball players or basketball players. Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes they're not. They are great players. They are good players. They go to the Hall of Fame. They don't. They get cut. This is sports. It's a sports conversation. Guess what? I have news for you. Carson Wentz not going to play his whole career here. How many players play the whole career in one city? How many? Very, 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 very early. Tom Brady's on the Bucks now. So, yes, when it's time for contracts and restructures and the fact that the team, not me, drafted another quarterback in the second round, I'm going to talk about it. And it's okay to talk about. I've never met Carson Wentz. I don't hate anyone. I'm sorry that you have to be so sensitive, that you are so brokenhearted that I don't think the quarterback here is special. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that your heart is broken, that I think he's a good player, but not a great player, and that we're going to shed tears over this. If I have to apologize, I'll apologize for breaking your heart, Lou. I'm not going to talk about integrity, though. This is sports talk radio. Guess what? Donovan wasn't great. Randall wasn't great. Carson's not great. The Philadelphia Eagles franchise, I mean, it's okay. We can talk about this like it's real. There's not been a Manning. There's not been a Brady. That's not what Philadelphia has had with quarterbacks. So when we talk about them, we can have an honest conversation about what the heck's happened here. And this kid's good. Okay? You're on hold because I want everyone to be able to hear both sides of a conversation. Carson Wentz is a good quarterback. I think he's good. In fact, in 2017, you say you listened for 25 years. In 2017, you would have heard me on the air praising Carson Wentz, saying how great he was. I was ecstatic watching him play all season long and heartbroken when he got hurt on that Sunday in Los Angeles. I thought the season was over. I didn't believe. I was wrong. You want integrity? I was wrong. I didn't think they could win it without him. And then they did with Nick Foles. Okay? So he was a tremendous player. He hasn't been since. It's okay to say that. It's okay to say that. He's not your son, Lou. And if he is, I will kind of apologize. But I don't think he's your son, Lou. He's a football player. It's okay to say, I think he's good but not great. That's not a bad thing to say, Lou. And I'm not going to talk about integrity when it comes to talking about the quarterback of the Eagles on WIP. You still there, Lou? You there, buddy?
You don't have any integrity, you weasel.
Lou, you're a moron. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. I believe 2020 is a make or break season for Carson Wentz. They draft another quarterback, and his cap figure is going to explode compared to the cap. Right? He's going to make a percentage of the cap that the Eagles didn't plan for. I mean, no one did. It's going to be the same thing with Garoppolo and Cousins and Ryan. Anyone making significant money at quarterback, the percentage you make is going to explode next year. It's going to change the NFL. And I think for a guy like Carson, on a team now suddenly that has cap issues with another quarterback they drafted, he's got to really, really, really play well next year. 215-592-9494. We come back. I want to play for you an NFL analyst who thinks Carson's ranking and you know, not being in the top 100 is crazy. Well, you hear that. And if you want to challenge my integrity, we could do that too. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.